ESPN Kansas City presents Golf Underground with Kevin Ward and Brian Sullivan.
You doing music? Here we are. Welcome back. Golf Underground. Here we are. I'm again back in the studio with my boy Wardo.
I can't believe you left me. Went to England. You went to Florida. We use technology. We're probably the only golf show that actually does this stuff live. So
yeah,
we worked through technology, and it was a hit. We had some good guests on, and so here we go. We got another great one today.
We do. And, you know, big things happened this weekend, Wardo, with the Players Championship, huh?
Yeah, you know, we normally don't talk that much golf on this show, but we're going to spend a little bit of time. You know, we like to hear from our guests, et cetera. But I think that there were so many storylines, so many great things going on. The Masters are around the corner, so we got a lot going on in the game of golf right now, a lot of storylines. So with that said, hats off to Rory and his persistence. Yeah. I know he's been knocking on the door all year, and clearly the guy's got more talent than anyone, and he finally got the putter to work out. And, you know, when you drive at 370 and you hit 8-iron on par fives to 12 feet, it's kind of hard to shoot a high number, but...
He's unbelievable. And an Irish guy winning it on what is a very holy day for me. That would be St. Patrick's Day.
He's one of your people.
He is. He's a Northern Ireland. He's like a Belfast boy. And I think he represented the folks well. Hey, you talk about how far he hits it. He probably his greatest shot. I don't know if you got a chance to watch yesterday. It was on 16. He hit it 347, right? And the pressure was on him there. 347 off the tee on 16. It was the longest drive that day, and he came in pushing, right? And well, isn't that so much better than, I think, you know, folding, which so many times maybe the younger Bucks do, or maybe even a younger Rory, like at the Masters did? So he's maturing, right? He's getting better, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, in his interviews after, he was just drawing on a lot of those experiences, and the fact you stand up and pipe driver down the last is pretty cool. But anyhow, before we go any further, let's introduce our guest, Jeff Quinney, longtime friend of mine. Gosh, we go back from the days when I was out there in Scottsdale. Jeff's won his USAM at Baltusrol, played his college golf at Arizona State University, hails from Oregon, and all-around great guy, played out on tour until 2015 and decided, I think, that, you know, well, we're going to hear it from him. But thanks for coming on the show, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Doing well, just out here in sunny Arizona, 80 degrees, pretty nice.
Well, nice. We're digging out of the snow. We're up to 50 today, so we're really moving around nicely. So, Jeff, I don't want to bog down on golf and tour golf that much because there's plenty of people covering that, but give us your perspective on if the Players, you've played in all these majors, if the Players should be the fifth major or not.
No, I don't think it's considered a major. It's a big tournament, but I don't think it's counting towards, you know, the 18 wins of Jack or Tiger. I don't think it's included in that bunch. It's just tradition. It's a great tournament, but it's not a major.
Yeah, got it.
Hey, Jeff, Brian Sullivan here. Nice to meet you.
Hey, how you doing? Yep.
Hey, by the way, what'd you think of Bobby Hurley pulling the ASU Sun Devils into the tournament?
It was great. I was actually in Vegas. I was up there for the Pac-12 tournament. You know, I'm a big Duck fan, a big Sun Devil. So when they played each other, it was kind of crazy who I wanted to win, and actually worked out perfectly. Oregon winning the whole thing, and then luckily the tournament got three Pac-12 tournaments teams in there. When they were thinking we were only going to get one,
so I know,
perfect scenario happened for our conference, and both teams are playing great. I think they can both maybe win a game or two in the tournament.
Yeah, ASU. Well, that's my son goes to ASU as a sophomore there, so I've been watching a lot of the games. Hurley's a firecracker, man, isn't he? I mean, he gets those boys fired up, and he gets fired up, and he's like one of the kids, isn't he?
Yeah, I think the team really bought in. I think they really play hard for him. Like you said, he's kind of one of the guys. He is a little bit annoying sometimes on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And I think he could chill out a little bit with the refs. Doesn't need to complain about every call.
Right.
but I think the team's bought into whatever he's preaching. They play hard. So yeah. Fun to watch.
So you're going to travel to go watch those teams play, or are you going to go watch it at the Bevy?
Yeah, I think I'll be watching it at a sports bar here in Arizona. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to travel. Vegas was enough.
Yeah.
Well, what a sports weekend, right? I mean, it was awesome. I had to drive 17 hours back from spring break with a van full of teenage girls. And so I got to listen to, you know, I'm listening to the Players' Championship. I'm listening to kids throw up in the back. Right. And tournament ball. It was awesome. Right. Going from the K-State, Iowa State games. It was something special. But back to the PGA. Hey, obviously, you've got a chance to play the course. What's your take on the course? Because I know that's been one of the, I think, reasons that some of the pros have said that maybe it shouldn't be a major. Some just don't like the course. Right. What's your take on it?
You know, the years I played good, it was in May, and it played fast and firm. And, you know, I finished third place in 2008 when, Sergio won in that playoff. I was one stroke back. It's not that long when in May. I'm a short hitter, and I didn't hit that many drivers. So it's really kind of what they say on TV. Everyone kind of drives it the same areas. Obviously, but when it was playing soft, that's where, you know, Rory can really take advantage. So it definitely favors the longer hitters in March, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So it was kind of frustrating seeing the greens not really bouncy, not very fast.
Yeah.
Just kind of plotting around. I actually like it playing firm and fast. So.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. That makes what Furyk did even more impressive than the fact that he hits it. He's hitting hybrid into number 16, and Rory's hitting little chip and charge 8-iron.
I know.
So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The What do you think? Who else do you think's hot? You got all these buddies out there right now, and who else do you think's hot right now or playing well?
I actually got a chance to play with Keith Mitchell a couple weeks. Me and Colt Nose played TPC Scottsdale like 3 weeks before the Phoenix Open. I didn't really know Keith, and man, was I impressed with him. He was sitting about 100 yards past me and Colt, which is not hard to do, but he was, you could just tell he was going to and then all of a sudden he wins the Honda. So
yeah,
I mean, that guy's pretty awesome. He's pretty talented.
I actually just got the chance to play with him. I think I played with him the day before or after you, because I
that's right,
when I was out there. But yeah, the guy hits it long and straight, kind of hits a low piercing driver that the ball falls about 5 yards to the right, and when you hit it long and straight, it's hard to play that bad. But yeah, there's a lot of good players. That he looked like he had another good finish last week. So,
but I think, you know what, with Furyk, I think it gives these shorter hitters hope, right? I mean, he's what, 47 years old? 48 years old. And to your point, Wardo, you know, he's 80 yards behind the driver. Can you still be, in your opinion, a short hitter and succeed like a Furyk did, or did he just catch lightning in a bottle?
Yes, you can, but I think it's the venue. You know, the Colonials or the certain courses where distance is not a key, but you got to wedge it better than everybody else. You got to putt it better than everybody else. And, you know, like a Brian Gay or Kevin Na, those guys are still out there, but they're the best at what they do. You know, they're probably leading in wedges and putting and short game areas. It just puts that much more pressure on your putting. I think that's kind of what I ran into. I think once you weren't putting great, you put more pressure on yourself that I got to make everything. I got to get up and down every par five.
Right.
With my wedge rather than going for it, you know? So it just stresses you out on those aspects of your game.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, we're gonna go to a commercial break right now. And
so I want to hear, before we go to break, or when we come back from break, I want to hear from Jeff on what life was like on tour, as well as some really good stories. The guy's got better stories than anyone I know.
Really?
Even better than Colt.
Even better than Colt?
I don't know.
Really?
He does.
I mean, that's a high bar to the set right there.
Exactly.
Are you really that funny, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, listen, we're having a great time on the Golf Underground ESPN Radio. We've got Star Drywall is a great sponsor of the program. That has been the Front Nine. Come on back with Sully Wardo.
This is Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM. Head to Sprint and check out the next generation Samsung Galaxy S10e. Go to your Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Kansas City's home for the worldwide leader, ESPN Kansas City, the Dan Lebatard Show, the Jim Rome Show, and almost entirely sports with Joshua Briscoe. ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM and 94.5 FM.
Do you have retirement dreams about perfecting your swing and spending your time on the green?
Or maybe you have a bucket list of golf courses you'd like to travel to. Whatever your financial goals are, Mariner Wealth Advisors is your advocate. We take the same care in understanding where you stand today as we do in understanding where you want to be in the future. Then, we help you set a personalized plan to help you achieve your long-term vision. Contact Mariner Wealth Advisors today to start your financial planning journey. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location near you.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
Take your best shot at winning $1,000 in Minsky's Pizza by playing Minsky's March Mayhem Bracket Challenge, or win one of 20 runner-up prizes. Visit Minsky's.com/March Mayhem and complete your bracket by 10 a.m. Thursday, March 21st. Track your standings online after each round. Winners will be announced after the championship game, April 8th. Minsky's Pizza and college basketball, a winning combination. Order Kansas City's best pizza online now at Minsky's.com.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified, or organic farms, prime-going regions, artisan producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked, honest, clean food.
Family Leisure is having our Factory Direct sale. Looking forward to spring for patio furniture or a new hot tub? Family Leisure has factory incentives going on now. Do you want to start a new career? Family Leisure is growing and wants you to join our championship family. If you want to be the best, come join the best at Family Leisure, where family and fun come together. Now hiring for sales, service, warehouse, Bobcat operators, and more. Family Leisure, K10 and Ridgeview in Olathe.
Awesome!
Hi, this is Brian Sullivan, co-host of Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City. Hey, when I'm not bringing my fantastic double-digit handicap to the course, my company, Precise Selling, works with companies to create sales champions. Hey, the best golfers get to the top by having a swing process and a game plan from the time they step on the first tee to the time they finish their putt on 18. Now, at Precise Selling, we teach salespeople how to prepare for each sales call. We give them a process to steal customers from their biggest competitor, sell more to current customers, and negotiate like a pro. So come see me at PreciseSelling.com to learn how we can help turn your team into a team of top sales performers.
It can't be any easier. I gotta tell you, if you're looking for a Can-Am ATV, side-by-side, or Sea-Doo PWC, the folks at Reno's Power Sports are the best. Not only do they have the largest selection of Can-Am Spyder and Ryker Roadsters, side-by-sides, and Can-Am ATV models, Reno's incredible financing programs make it oh so affordable. Steve-O, Spencer, and the rest of the gang, great people, great deals. It's oh so easy at Reno's Power Sports at renoskc.com or in person on Holmes at 136th Street.
Welcome back, ESPN Radio, Golf Underground. Sully and Wardo here, and it's my favorite time of year for sports. Right? It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
And the players, and we had Selection Sunday yesterday.
We got Quinny on the show today.
We got Quinny. He's a Sun Devil. Our boys snuck in. You know, the very last at large bid was the. Was Bobby Hurley's Sun Devil team, and of course I was disappointed and mildly depressed after Oregon took down the Sun Devils. And I mean, I know you were conflicted, but you got it like one over the other, Quinny. No,
you know, over the years Oregon's just had better teams in football and in basketball. It's just easier to cheer on sometimes. But Sun Devils kind of let me down sometimes. You get your hopes up, and then they, you know, lose first round last year when they're ranked third in the country at one time. But
right,
they had Kansas 2 years in a row, though. How about that?
I know.
Oh, I know. You were texting me, lighting me up at halftime when we're getting drilled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was a huge on the resume. I think that probably got us in the tournament. So.
Well, I think it was Kansas was better at the time, right? They had Azubuike, they had Vic. And so that win was bigger at the time, and as KU got worse, I think it lost a little bit of its shine. But, hey,
I think they were at full squad then. Yeah, they were full force when we beat them, yeah.
So, yeah, we're kind of limping to the finish, and they were talking about it last night on CBS. But, again, whatever, self will figure out, hopefully get them to the Sweet 16 at best, and you know, that's all I see out of that team.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm just happy golf weather is back. And so, hey, one thing I wanted to touch on, I want to learn a little bit more about your journey. And so you were born in Oregon, went to school in Oregon, ASU. Take us back. When did you start playing golf? And tell us about that journey to becoming an eventual amateur champ.
Yeah, so I'm the youngest of four boys. Lucky enough to have my dad be a member of the country club. So basically, that was our summer life. Tennis court, golf, played every other sport. But, I mean, they told me I had a golf club in my hand when I was 2 years old, basically, just before, you know, right after I could walk and stick it between my armpit and hit the range. So, I was ready to play probably tournaments at 5 or 6. And, you know, I think the minimum peewee is 8 to 11. So I was ready before everybody else. I was playing every other sport. So I played hoops in high school. We only had a short season up in Oregon. So I never even touched a club from October till March probably. Maybe I hit a bag of balls at Christmas, which kind of made it fresh and exciting. Because
yep.
I think some guys that, you know, live in California or live in Arizona, and you're playing 12 months a year at 15 years old, you can get really burnt out.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
It's hard to get burnout here in Kansas, especially this last winter. It only snowed like 38 days.
No, but so. It's fine because we have our Midwest Golf Simulator that we can always
we
go to, right? And in the stable. I mean,
my boy Dave, sure, he's still working hard on mine. I love it.
Is
so,
he?
Guy's the man.
Is he? Yeah.
So Jeff, walk the listeners through your USAM win in 2000. At Baltusrol, what that was like, and how tell the listener how grueling of a tournament that is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard to get it to even to qualify for it. That was in between my junior and senior year of college. I had won the Oregon AM and the PNGA that summer, so two other match play tournaments. So I was really in the match play mode. And then when I went back there, I was 6 over after like 9 holes in the first day of qualifying. Thinking I'm going to go all this way to New Jersey from Oregon and be packed at home. And I ended up shooting 75 somehow, 69 the next day and qualify kind of middle of the pack. But the guys I beat is pretty impressive where their careers have gone. First round, I played Matt Wybring. Second round, Lucas Glover. Third round, Ben Curtis. Fourth
wow.
round, Hunter Mahan.
Wow.
David Eager in the semis, and then James Driscoll in the final where I choked. I was 3 up with 3 to play and went bogey, par, bogey to let him back in. We played 2 holes that night, and it was so dark and lightning was coming in the area. They called it, had to come back Monday morning on the 3rd hole of par 3. Driscoll missed the green. I hit the middle of the green and made about a 35-foot putt down the hill for birdie to end it.
Nice.
That is awesome.
What'd that feel like? Did you lose your mind?
I lost my mind, basically, because I, you know, just threw it away the night before. Could not sleep. My family, my caddy, they didn't know how to react. It was probably the quietest dinner we've ever had. No one knew what to say. and then, right then, I fly to Germany to play for the World Am. So they get me on a plane. They basically almost helicoptered me to the airport, the USGA did, to get on a flight to Germany to go play for the U.S., which we won. Bryce Mulder won individually, and me, Ben Curtis, and Bryce won the team title that year.
Wow. Was that the Walker Cup? Or?
That's like the Eisenhower Trophy.
Okay.
The World Am.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So then you turn – well, you actually play in the Masters as an Am. Tell us a little bit about what that experience was like.
Yeah, so you know, I stayed amateur to play in the majors, and then my senior year at ASU, got paired with Vijay Singh at the Masters. The crazy thing was that the U.S. Open, I got paired with Tiger the first 2 days at Southern Hills, and that was in 2001. he had just won the three previous majors. Wow. So he was going for the fourth in a row. And I got paired with him the first 2 days. And I have like a driver yips.
And oh, no.
I got the high rights going because I'm just stuck and low lefts going. I could not hit it. I don't think I made a par till number six.
What's that? What was that like, though?
But I mean, when you show up on the first tee box and there's Tiger, I mean, can you get your mind into golf without freaking out?
I mean, yeah, I was like reading Bob Botel books all night long, you know? Like waking up at 6 a.m. for a 1 p.m. start and just freaking out. He was really, really nice. So, I mean, a funny story. I mean, he just let the biggest fart on the first tee. My brother was caddying for me. It kind of lightened up.
I would say.
I think the mistake I made was just like I wanted to get off that first tee, and I think I went through that mentally so many times. I actually hit a good shot on the first hole, and then I scored an 8-iron over the green, make double. It's like I didn't play the whole round. I wasn't prepared mentally. I was just trying to get off the first tee.
Were the crowds just insane? I mean, I know the answer, but
oh yeah, my family had like the worst time even trying to see one shot. It was 10 deep every hole.
Hey, do you think Tiger, does he use that as a defensive technique against his opponents? I mean, is that a common thing, him being gassy? And maybe has that helped his career, you think?
Yeah, that was my secret, too. That was, that was a secret weapon.
Oh, that's perfect. I mean, you know, that's what you get on the Golf Underground. You know, you get behind the scenes, under the pants. You get all of it.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
That's what you get. That's what you get.
Hey, so you'd mentioned he was nice to you. Did he talk much during the round? You were able to pick his brain? How do you know how to act when you know, you're sort of an up-and-comer and you're playing with the guy who just won the previous three majors and will go down?
Very, very, very cordial. I wouldn't say we'd had a conversation, but, you know, it's nice putt, nice chip, you know,
yeah,
the standard stuff. You know, we have mutual friends, Casey Martin. We both grew up in Oregon. That was Tiger's teammate at Stanford. So that was usually kind of the starting point where you kind of had mutual friends. But I don't know, what do you talk to Tiger about? What questions can you talk about other than other sports or something like that? But
well, Colt, we were talking about Colt Nost. He had a funny one. He said, remember this one, Wordo? He said he was standing, Colt was standing next to a bunch of the media guys on one of the trails in between the holes. And he said Tiger walked up the hill, and he said he backed up against this wall like all the media guys. And then it hit him. He's like, I'm playing in this tournament. And he said all the guys were laughing at him like, what a wimp, right?
You
know? Like he was mesmerized by Tiger. But how can't you be, right? He's still a rock star, even to guys who are peers, who are playing the same course he is.
So, no, I couldn't imagine being against him on like a Sunday head-to-head. I mean, I think stats show that no one really ever beat him. He's so intimidating, just a whatever figure it is. I don't know why. He just got that aura around him. You know, if he walks on the range or walks on the putting green, everyone stops and watches. You know, it's just like the buzz. It's amazing.
So I actually drove over to St. Louis for the PGA last year. Woodland got paired with them in the final round. I think they were second to last group. And it was just, I watched four holes. I tried to fight the crowd for four holes, and I'm like, I'm done.
Really?
I'm going to go watch it on TV. I mean, and so again, you know, Gary didn't play bad. He didn't play great, but Tiger kind of hit it all over the map. And when they added it up, Woodland looked at Tiger and said, "You shot 64 today." Clearly Koepka ran away with it. But again, yeah, I think it's unbelievable what that guy's done for golf. But let's keep going down your career path. So you turn pro. Clearly, you got out of the gates pretty fast. Walk us through what the first 3 to 5 years was like on tour.
Yeah, basically, I missed Q school right out of college, so I went and played the Canadian Tour 1 year, which was kind of great. It was a good stepping stone. Was able to play a bunch in the United States. Actually, won two times on that tour. Then I got web status. I played 5 years on the web tour, and then finally in 2006, finished sixth on the money list. I think that was very valuable. I don't know how these guys are 23 years old now and they're ready to go win. I really needed that 4 or 5 years of building my game up and getting better mentally and just everything.
What did you learn most out there on tour? Just clear how to get the ball in the hole, or did your body develop more?
Yeah, I worked on my swing. I kind of was working with Mike LeBeau. I was trying to doing some one plane stuff, which in a way it helped me. And in a way, I wish I knew more. I knew more about the golf swing that I do now than I did back then. Just with TrackMan, I wish I'd had that stuff. You know, I was swinging way too far left with my driver. And I was trying to make one swing with my 5-iron and my driver and my 7-iron when you actually need to make two different swings.
Huh. Tell us more about that. What do you mean?
I guess as a one-planer, I was really trying to stay in your posture and swinging left, and there's no way you can hit a draw that way.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with the driver. I was a great wedge player. I was a great, you know, like 7-iron down. I was probably one of the best on tour. But then if it got to where my timing wasn't good or my confidence wasn't good on my driver, that's what killed me. You know, I was kind of short and wild. I just can't do anything with that. So
how do you fix that? Well, you know, when you went back and even after the round with Tiger and you said you were pushing the heck out of the ball, what were you trying to focus on to improve in that driver swing?
Well, I mean, now I'm swinging to the right and up. Mm-hmm. You know, I was swinging down and left. I was like 4 degrees down when I first got measured on TrackMan. And now I'm like swinging up two on it. I don't hit it very far anymore, but I drive it straighter now than I did probably when I was on tour. And I'm playing only one day a week. I don't play very much. I don't practice. But I wish I had the technology back then that they do have now. So.
All right. Well, and I want to ask both of you this question. What should the average amateur, let's say you're going to work on your driver swing, all right? What are two things that they should focus on? I know when we had George Brett on the show, he said, you know, he focuses on the posture, keeping his head still, and picking a target that is a very small target, which, you know, I think a lot of amateurs like me look at a whole fairway and just swing away, right? So those were his tips. What additional tips might you have to controlling your driver and maybe even getting a few extra yards out of it?
I think it's just, a stick on the ground and work on your path.
Yeah.
So many people are slicers, right? The average guy is a slicer because he's swinging way too far left and over the top. But if you put a stick down on the ground, you kind of just work on your path and take away the swing thoughts and just kind of swing down that arc. And that's going to, you know, which would make you swing up on it. It's going to go further. It's going to hit a little draw. So, I mean, I think it's range work with just simple alignment sticks.
Yeah, I think what I see is just there's not enough people, like you said, that are swinging out to right field enough or hitting kind of swinging through it. I see a lot of people that are swinging at it or across it, and most people get their left wrist all cupped and the blade's open, so it's a little bit of a compensation move. And so guess what? You're going to hit it high and short. And if you're like you, Sully, sometimes you add a little sauce down low, the dreaded flip.
The flip. Well, yeah, that and I like to sway, you know? Like, I really like the body to move a little bit.
No, we're fixing this. We're fixing this.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, right? Because it's applicable. It's like a dance move to me. You know, it's like an angel hair pasta linguine. It's very loose, very comfortable.
So one quick question before we go to break, Jeff. Do you think when you were working on all the one-plane stuff, did you overdo? Because my own deal, I overdid lag, right? It's hard to overdo lag, but... Do you think you overdid, looking back on it, do you think you overdid trying to go left too much when it came to that driver?
For sure. I mean, from long irons to, you know, you just got to gradually kind of make that path of wedges are way left, and then the longer clubs you got to swing right. I was making the same swing with my driver that I was my 8-iron, and that wasn't the correct thing to do. I was a great wedge player, but I drove like a 10 handicap at times. Exactly. I overdid it and probably just it cut back on my career a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, and where do I struggle with this, right? Again, Quinny, he's taken me under his wing. I'm if he can fix me, he can fix anybody, right? So I'm his pet project.
Jeff, he's right? A lot of work. He's a lot of work.
You know what? I'm really sick of you coming down on me like this, Wardo.
I'm trying to motivate you.
I'm doing my
working.
Best. You know, I didn't play so bad yesterday, although I did throw in an 87. Okay, it was bad.
Okay.
All right. But back to the different swings. Right? My driver swing is so much different than my iron swing, and I often, I mean, they're not even close, right? One, I unleash that driver, and the one thing I try to focus on is to hit it to 1 o'clock, right? So if you think of the right, and that really helps me. Certainly not slice the ball, but I find myself with a low hook often in doing so. But then I'll take the irons, and I'm really working on what you're telling me to do. Right? Is get rid of this flip, turn this shoulder, get the head out of the way. But do they have to be that different? I mean, if I took an iron and swung it like a driver, I don't think I'd hit the ball.
My short answer for you is no, they don't have to be that different for you. But if you're trying to play for a living, you got to be a little bit more precise. But I think the key for you is to not add loft at the bottom and not turn your driver into a 15 degree driver. But that's my short answer.
Yeah. All right. So Quinny, you know, maybe I'm just sick of hearing him. I need to hear it from someone else. What would you say to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think grip pressure and tempo are huge. It sounds like if you're saying you're ripping at it, I imagine your grip pressure is probably pretty tight.
Yeah.
You know, and now if you have a soft grip pressure, that allows you to release it, and the club will kind of naturally go. I think that's a common thing. Everyone just kind of, you know, my grandpa always says like a tube of toothpaste with the cap off. You know, you hold it like that, the toothpaste is not going to come out.
Yep. Or a bird, and don't let the bird fly away.
Oh. Yeah.
That's very nice. See, I can do that. All right, these are good visuals for an idiot like me. This is perfect. All right, hey, listen, we're going to take a commercial break. We're having a great time with Jeff Quinney, U.S. amateur champ.
Tour star.
Hell of a nice guy, but the biggest benefit of this fella is he's at Arizona State Sun Devil. And I write checks to that place every semester. So come on back. You're with Sully and Wardo on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM.
Have you heard the buzz all over Kansas City about A1 Mortgage? For a limited time, A1 Mortgage is offering a low fixed rate in the threes, no out-of-pocket closing costs, and the best part, if rates drop, so do yours. Unbelievable. So why trust anyone else when your loan will be approved in an hour and closed in as little as 10 days? Call 816-822-8888. Whether you're purchasing, refinancing, or needing cash out, A1 Mortgage has you covered. A1 Mortgage has fixed rates in the threes, no out-of-pocket closing costs, and if the rates drop, so do yours. At A1 Mortgage, get approved in an hour and closed in as little as 10 days. Call 816-822-8888 or apply online at myA1Mortgage.com.
A1 Mortgage Group, LLC, a Kansas licensed mortgage company. License number MC000-1649, Missouri license number 16-1556, NMLS number 268370. Terms and conditions apply, subject to change without notice.
Right now at Foley Equipment, your local Caterpillar dealer, lease a new cap machine with payments as low as $599 per month. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Foley Equipment at 855-CAT-DEAL or visit foleyeq.com/catdeal. That's Foley Equipment at 855-CAT-DEAL or visit foleyeq.com/catdeal. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Wardo, I'm so sick of my handicap rising, and every year I feel like I'm losing yardage. Do you have a solution for me?
Of course I do. SwingFit is a goal-focused platform that is fitness-based, centered around getting your golf game better. SwingFit will help you become more biomechanically sound in the gym and on the golf course. From the golf perspective, what you're going to see is a series of movement patterns and drills in order to get you better and to help you achieve your goals. You will be introduced to some exercise centered around increasing golf strength and club head speed.
The team at SwingFit is TPI certified, which is the gold standard for those tour players you watch on Sundays. If you want to take the next steps to hitting the ball like them, call 913-269-1300 for more information or go to thegolfstable.com.
Everyone's New Year's resolution is to look better, right? Feel better, maybe even save some money. Well, Harry's Razors can help you do all that. Look better with a better shave. The best shave I've ever gotten is with a Harry's Razor. I made the switch back in 2015. Millions of other guys have made the switch as well. And Harry's is going to save you, if you shave every day, about $100 a year over your regular shaver. Make the switch today. Go to harrys.com. Use the promo code PETRO. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. You heard me right. harrys.com, promo code PETRO, P-E-T-R-O. 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 with free shipping for new customers. Go today. It's the best razor you're going to find anywhere, at the best price. Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2. They've received 20,000 five-star reviews, and it's 100% quality guaranteed. Go today. Harry's.com, promo code Petro. That's Harry's.com, promo code Petro.
Are you ready to focus more on your golf game this year instead of enduring the process of building a brand new home? Look no further than BCI Bowen Custom Homes. They will help you determine the best opportunity for you and your family given your current situation. Do I do a remodel? Do I build the dream house I've always wanted? Your next home might be waiting for you from the many specs and furnished models they have available in Southern Johnson County. Whether you're located in Shawnee or Leawood, Mike McCown and his award-winning team are interested in helping you determine what may be best for you and your family. Again, if you're looking to spend more time on the links and eliminate the stressors of the building remodel process, call BCI Bowen at 913-444-2369 or on the web at bcibowen.com.
Bungalow, apartment, flat, farmhouse, fort, lodge, cabin, cottage, chateau, palace, shack, crib, condo, shoebox, duplex, manor, mansion, McMansion, hutch, hut, pad, shanty, villa, castle, cave? No matter what you call it, a realtor knows how to find you the perfect home. We're more than an agent or app. We're trusted professionals serving you, your family, and community for over 100 years. That's not just what realtors do. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Find your new home at Aspen Ridge, Olathe's newest community for active adults, located at Ridgeview Road and 116th Street. Experience affordable luxury living with spacious floor plans to fit your style and unique tastes. Aspen Ridge has maintenance-free one- and two-bedroom options available starting at $11.95 a month. Call 913-707-6571 to hear more about the carefree lifestyle you deserve. Live where your friends live. Visit AspenRidge55.com.
Welcome back, ESPN Radio, Golf Underground. And Wardo, this is one of my favorite bands.
This is solid.
Name the band. I think I got you on this one.
I don't even know.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. My head hurts. It's Monday.
What are you talking about? This is The Clash from England.
Oh.
From England. Come on. I just got back from Liverpool. I told you. I was in the basement where Queen got their start and the Beatles. I felt attached to English music. It's my favorite music.
Quinny, have you ever been to a soccer game over there? Sully just went to a soccer game over there and...
I haven't, but I'm going to Ireland for a boys golf trip here in May, and we're going to be in London a couple days, so we are going to catch a soccer game, so I'm excited for that.
Nice.
Well, listen, hey, this segment is brought to you by Cowell Insurance Services, your leading program administrator for workers' comp. So check out Cowell Insurance Companies. Call them at 816-214-4070. Okay, we're going to rapid fire you with some questions here, Quinny. Right, these are things that are these are questions designed to catch you off guard and hopefully get you to say things that you otherwise would not say and then, of course, regret. Are you ready for those?
Sure, let's go. Let's do it.
Other than yourself, who's the best ball striker you've played with?
Vijay Singh.
Oh, nice.
Really?
I thought he would say Boo. Everybody keeps saying Boo Weekly.
I know, it's true.
He's pretty good. Yeah, Boo's up there. I mean, he just makes those sounds. You can hear that sound when they can really compress the ball.
What makes Vijay such a good ball striker? Just because he hits a little feather fade every time?
It's just the way he traps it and just compresses it. You know, just makes it sound. It's just crisp. And then it just takes off high and soft, and you can move it every direction.
I get that done with my scoop. I mean, mine goes and it sounds like a poof. It's right. It's got a nice sound to it.
Quinny, I can catch his club head with my teeth.
Yeah. No, really. So when the ball hits my my club face, it sounds like one of Tiger's farts, right? And it is. It's soft, right? It's like a soft little thing. So, okay, next question. Who will go further in the NCAA tournament, ASU or Oregon?
I got ASU winning two games. I'm filling up my bracket right now.
Nice.
That's how much we're boring you on this live radio show?
Oh, yeah.
That is horrible. That is horrible.
During the commercial breaks, I'm filling them out. So.
I love it. Well, take your time.
I got like all number ones in the final. I got Tennessee actually beating Virginia. So
you got all number ones?
Well, Tennessee's my only number two, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you took a real risk on that bracket, didn't you?
Yeah.
Come on, you know that never works. You got to kind of mix them up a little. Throw a little flyers in.
I have two brackets. So I got to have a favorite bracket and then an underdog bracket.
Here we go. The cart just stalled on us. We're on the third hole. Will Tiger get the Jack's record?
No.
No? Just not enough years, body won't hold up?
Yeah, there's just too many good players out there. No, he might get one more, but not four or whatever he needs.
Second question on that. Were you shocked when Tiger won? There was a lot of guys in my country club and other country clubs around town that said that Tiger would never win, and there was a lot of money wagered on that.
Yeah, I was shocked. I thought he was almost done. The back surgery, mentally, at the driver hips, personal life, I thought he'd be done.
Yeah. All right, next question. Who is the coolest guy on tour, and why?
Charlie Hoffman thinks he is.
Greg, good head of hair.
Next question.
Well, I want to hear the why. You don't back me up here. The why. What makes who is, if it's not Hoffman, who is the coolest?
Probably Dustin Johnson, man. He's pretty smooth.
You know what? You know what? You know who the coolest guy is? And I just forgot about this till just now. Cool. The guy that rented your condo and won the Phoenix Open this year.
Oh,
Ricky Fowler.
He did. That's right. He mentioned it.
He's up there. Him and Justin Thomas, yeah, they rented my house for the week. So hopefully they will be repeat customers, but that rent is going up.
Yeah.
he's got a little more in the pocket now.
There's no way around it. The last 3 years, Ricky has stayed in Los Gatos behind a house that we use every year. Our good friend from Star Drywall, Brian Bamsberger, lets us use it. Unfortunately, I think Ricky wanted to get away from us.
We kept him up late. You know, we'd put on some motivational songs like Survivor, Rocky theme, right? The Eye of the Tiger. None of it worked. You know, and he folded at the end. So you did good things for him. Thank you.
I went and checked out the house after he checked out. Yeah. I was a little disappointed with the amount of beers drank. I don't think he raged as much as I would have.
Did his cat's hair get all over your place?
That was his hair. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Did he let Scavi, his caddy, over there?
Probably not.
Did you let him in? There's a separation of church and state.
Scavi has his own place here, so no, I think he got his own place. But, you know, everyone just wanted to know if Allison would stay at my house more than Ricky.
Exactly. So give me your dream foursome, and where would you play?
I always say Pebble Beach. Be my last course. I've had one more round to play. Perfect day at Pebble Beach, in my opinion, is hard. It's the best course. You know, I'll probably put my dad in there. I lost my dad a couple years ago. That'd be awesome to play with him again.
Sorry to hear that.
Arnold Palmer, I got the pleasure to play with him at the Masters in the practice round.
Wow.
And I think he'd be in that group. I don't think I'd want Tiger in there. I don't know.
No, you'd overdo it. Yeah, you know what? The groups would be too big. You couldn't enjoy yourself. You probably couldn't crack beers if he was there. There'd be too many people watching, you know?
Maybe say Timberlake would be fine. Maybe like a celebrity that.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Hey, well, listen, I want to follow up on Arnold Palmer. What was that like?
Oh, it was amazing.
What'd you learn from him?
How to be a gentleman. The guy was just said hi to everybody, shook hands, took pictures. You know, my parents were like crying, you know, because it was just a living legend. And it was really cool because Tuesday we were supposed to play with Sergio and Arnold Palmer because IMG was kind of recruiting me. It got rained out, so I was like, well, that's not going to happen. Wednesday on the putting green, Mr. Palmer walks up and he goes, hey, we're supposed to have a game yesterday, right? I think, are we still on for today? And I was like shocked.
Wow.
And so he was like, yeah, let's go. And I don't even know if I was even warm or had to hit balls or anything. Yeah, I was just like, I'm going to go drop it. Let's go to the tee. So,
my gosh. Did you learn? Go ahead.
I have some pictures. I wish I would have taken more.
Yeah.
You know, back in 2001, it's like they don't allow phones out there anymore anyways. But
yeah.
I wish I had like a professional photographer take more and more pictures. So.
Did he talk much?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, I beat him at like a $2 Nassau that he never paid me.
Nice.
Did you tell him fast pay makes fast friends, or you left
exactly.
that one be?
should have framed that one.
Okay, last question. Well, two more. What three pros or caddies should come on this show? Hopefully you've had a good time today.
Yeah, for sure.
Who would you recommend?
Entertaining pros or caddies. You've already had Colt on, I guess, huh? I mean, have you had Pat Perez is always entertaining. Have you had Pat on yet?
Nope, but we want him.
Okay. Who else is funny? Of caddies, you got definitely have to have Matt Irwin, my old caddy. He's caddy for Tom Lovelady.
We still got to get LaCava on, Tiger's guy. Did you talk to him at all?
Uh-uh.
He's a Waterbury, Connecticut boy where I grew up. Joey LaCava.
Well, let's get him on. Tweet at him. Tweet
Come
at
on.
Him.
Hey, maybe, listen, Quinny, you're still a big wig connected, and maybe you can, you know, suck up to some of these guys on our behalf, and we're really just looking to fill time slots with cool guys like you, right? It can't be overly serious.
All my guys are retiring my age. I don't even know these kids anymore.
they are young. Speaking of that, during the break, we were talking about the topic. What is your thought on, you know, they keep debating this on Golf Channel and all this is, are you born with speed or can you train speed? What are your thoughts? I know that clearly there's guys that are bombing it, but can you get more clubhead speed for the amateur golfer? And what do you think they need to do?
Definitely. I wish, you know, as a kid, we had such smaller equipment, right? I think it's more about tempo and hitting the center of the club face. You know, when you're 10 years old, you didn't have the big Bertha or the big drivers. Now you can just swing out of your shoes. And the ball is so much better, the equipment is so much better, you don't have to be precise. I definitely think it's all flexibility, core, technique. There's definitely some room for improvement for everybody to pick up some more distance. I think certain people are born with that fast twitch. You know, you can jump or run kind of naturally. You can't always improve that. You can get a little bit out of that, but it's I wish I had more speed.
Hey, well, listen, Quinny, you should see the smile on Wardo's face over here when you started talking about golf fitness, right? I mean, when I had Colt Nost, when we had Colt Nost on the show, I was excited, and almost as excited as when we had Tim Heron, because they made me feel really athletic. And so now you're talking fitness, and he's lighting up like he's pregnant over here.
So when we have Crenshaw on in a couple weeks, are you going to have a dart with him? A cigarette?
I mean, maybe I'll throw a big chew of a Copenhagen in. I mean, I think that would be acceptable, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Come on. No, we're talking about a classy game, all right? That's what. If there's one thing Quinny's teaching us today is how to keep it a noble sport.
Well,
it kind of frustrates me, though, because we used to have a good time after a missed cut or a Sunday, you know, and celebrate. It seems like these guys are just so not boring, in my opinion, but it's like, the perfectionists, they probably eat, you know, keto diets, no carbs, no beers, fitness 10 days a week, you know. Relax, have some fun.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I want actually when we come back from break, I want to talk a little bit more about how life on tour has changed for players, caddies, families, etc., because I have a little bit of insight on my Colt laugh when I called it a career, but but on my time out there trying to make cuts on the web.
Don't sell yourself
and
short.
Canadian tour. No. So
all right, come on back and listen to Golf Radio or Golf Underground on ESPN Radio.
This is Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City 94.5 FM.
Spring is near. Come visit Amini's and see the city's largest brand name selection of outdoor furniture. Chat set. Fire pits, outdoor sectionals and sofas, all-weather wicker and outdoor dining in all shapes and sizes. Custom design your furniture and get it all on sale before the heat of summer. Save up to 50% off retail on floor models and see 2019's hottest new styles. It's a huge outdoor furniture sale with prices lower than the internet. Open in Overland Park on Metcalf. This is Amini's.
You buy new clubs, you read golf magazines, you watch the Golf Academy, and you pound balls on the driving range until your hands bleed, but your score never changes. Well, a true golf simulator from Midwest Golf Simulators in Olathe, Kansas is the answer. Play golf every day in the comfort of your own home. The easy-to-read instant feedback you get after every shot allows you to see what your swing flaws are, which allows you to make the adjustments you need to get your ball to go where you want it to go. So lower your scores and be the player you always thought you could be. Call Dave at Midwest Golf Simulators for more info or a demo at 913-915-4108.
Sprint gives you the best of both worlds. A network built for unlimited and a great price. Our LTE Advanced network is now up to 2 times faster than before, and our total LTE coverage has increased by 30%. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 and make the switch to Sprint today.
Faster compared to 4G LTE. LTE Advanced requires a capable device. 4G LTE data coverage with roaming coverage and offer not available everywhere.
New golf clubs, a big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money.
Oh, heck, I'll buy the clubs, put them in my new golf cart, watch the U.S. Open on my big screen after I play a round of golf.
Better give Star Companies, Inc. a call today to start saving big. That's Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, or visit starcompanieskc.com.
The Missouri First Time Home Buyer Savings Account is now available to help Missourians achieve their dream of home ownership. Did you know first-time home buyers in Missouri can lower their taxes by saving money for their down payment and associated closing costs? To open a first-time home buyer savings account, contact your local bank or credit union today. For additional information, visit MissouriFirstHome.com. This message is sponsored by Missouri Realtors.
You wouldn't select a driver when you're putting on the green, just like you wouldn't choose a putter to get out of a sand trap. When choosing a club, you want to make sure you have the right tool for the job, and the same goes for selecting a wealth advisor. At Mariner Wealth Advisors, we believe in putting the client first, always. This isn't just our motto, it's our way of doing business and part of our fiduciary standard. Navigating your unique journey takes a partner who is as committed to reaching your financial destination as you are. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location and an advisor near you, and let us help you navigate your financial future.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
More snow this year than the last 4 years combined has wreaked havoc in Kansas City. If you're a property manager, business owner, or a homeowner with a driveway or parking lot full of potholes, call Kansas City Asphalt today. Hi, this is Stacy Paul with Kansas City Asphalt. We are a local family-owned business, just like Sports Radio 810, and we offer free estimates for all your asphalt needs. Call us today at 816-452-1600 or online at kcasphalt.com.
Hey, welcome back, Golf Underground, ESPN Radio, Wardrow and Sully here, back together. The team is back together. I'm feeling the love again. It's just wonderful.
Just one week back, and then we're heading out again, bud.
Yeah, that's right. Next week we will be broadcasting live from the WGC down there in Austin, Texas. We've got some amazing interviews coming up. Dare I say, Ben Crenshaw. Who else?
Sprinkle in Chuck Cook.
Yeah.
Dale Morgan, the head pro of Harvey Penix Golf Club, Austin Country Club.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, not bad. All right. Hey, the final segment, 19th Hole, is brought to you by Sheridan's Unforked, eating good and feeling good. Hey, we're having a great time with Jeff Quinney. Jeff, thanks for joining us, buddy. I appreciate it. We got 3 minutes for you to really stimulate us. Are you open to that?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Okay. All right. Listen, now, before the break, we talked about the sort of fun party. People maybe back in the day, in your day, seemed to have more fun versus not. Wardo, you want to take
it? What's made it change? What are you seeing?
Obviously, camera phones, social media, Facebook, everyone just getting a picture or catching you in the act of something you're not supposed to be doing. You know, for example, we used to have a player party at Phoenix Open at Barcelona. It's probably one of the best parties I've ever been to in my life.
Oh, yeah.
10-1 ratio of chicks versus guys. Dustin Johnson, Anthony Kim are going buying bottle service at a free event. So
just because they can?
Yeah.
I want to get to that point where I can.
Yeah. Speaking of that, we got to track down AK in Dallas. Let's get him on the show.
Yeah, I haven't heard that name in a while. Did he ever get paid off? I don't know how that happened.
Yes. So basically, the players are just a little bit more robotic now, huh?
I think so. You never know what's behind closed doors. But, man, there's so much money to be made out there. It's so competitive. I think if you don't play perfect or if you're not perfect off the course as far as fitness and everything else,
you're maybe
giving up an edge.
Well, I know when my face looks like Jim Furyk's did yesterday, like Popeye, I'm not playing very good golf. When I'm smiling and having a blast, I do well. So, hey, listen, Quinny, thank you so much for joining us today. This was a blast.
Quinny, let's get you to Kansas City, buddy.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Great show, Wardo. Listen, join us again live next week down in Austin. You've been listening to Golf Underground on ESPN Radio.